Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girlfriend's favorite DJ. DJ At Low is in the building.
Lead me on, girl, if you take my heart and my love. Take of me all that you want. And if there's a thing that you need, I give you the breath that I breathe. And if ever you yearn.
This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. How is everyone doing today? I hope all is well. I know I am excited about what's happening. All praise be to the Most High Yah. Shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. And shalom, shalom some more. After that class yesterday, that class was excellent. I hope everybody enjoyed that class because that class was excellent. That was an excellent class. We have a lot to worship and be thankful for. Just to have the knowledge and the understanding that we have is a blessing. Brother Uriah, if you're there, would you please push one if you can hear me? If you can hear me, Brother Uriah, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, indeed. I think somebody else pushed one. Area code 405, did you have something you wanted to say? Or you was just pushing one to let me know that you can hear me? Area code 405. If anybody have anything they want to say, just push one. I mean, you know, because after this, this has been a very interesting weekend all the way around. Amazing. I just hope it continues, you know, because there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of things going on in the earth. A lot of changes are being made. And I just think it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, to the British, to the coronation that I watched, I think it was an excellent show of togetherness. I think it went off excellent. I mean, it was something that, you know, I've never seen the coronation of a king before. I never had the opportunity to see anything like that, and it was just jaw-dropping. I think it was excellent. It was executed excellent. Everything was just excellent. No. And to have 4,000 military people there, that was just done. It was beautifully done. I'm sure there was some bloopers, but nobody knew it was. And any time that you throw an event like that, whether it's weddings or whatever it is, you're going to have some bloopers. But as long as the people don't know, it doesn't. It went through X, and it was beautiful. So I am excited about that. They said, why are you excited? Because there's a coronation, because there's a new king in town. It's something new. The Most High doing a new thing. You know, all this is lining up around the time we're supposed to be leaving here. Everything is done for a reason. There's always a purpose. There's always a reason. You know? And it has just turned into something beautiful. I get excited. I'm getting excited every time I see it because it's like we're getting closer and closer to leaving here. You know? And all praises to the Most High. I'm trusting his word. I'm going to stand on that word because that's what his word says. You know, and a lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people don't even understand it. But we do because we've been studying it long enough and we know who we're dealing with. You know? And we are at the point now where we are getting prepared. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about the ones who've been with us. You know? This is excitement 101. It is really something. You see what he's doing. You know, like I said, everybody hung around and they second-guessed us with the 400 years and everybody had something to say. And they was telling their members that it wasn't real and it didn't pertain to us and then they passed the law. I'm going to shut everybody up. H.R. 1242. That state, we've been here for 400 years. And then everybody got real quiet. Well, it's going to be the same way. It may be the same old way. I am excited. Woo, hallelujah to his name. You watch. You watch what happens. You know, get prepared, get ready. You know, for all of y'all who have invited me to your second Exodus conference calls, you know, my schedule is very, very tight. And the times that I have tried to go on to those calls, there was no one on there. And my schedule is tight, you know, to the point where when I stop doing what I'm doing to make a call like that, you know, and I called around the time that the call was supposed to be going on and nobody was there. So when you invite me to come to a call like that, I don't have the flexibility in my schedule to be able to wait like that. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, I have a lot of people contacting me through emails and all that. Please, you know, don't stop. But I'll try to contact you one-on-one so we can discuss. You know, because we are definitely instrumental in making this thing happen. The Israelites are about to do something great. And it is a blessing. I mean, you know, like the sister said, I hope she on here, you know, so you can tell everybody what the lady from the news channel said. You know, these people know that we're leaving. They're getting ready. The word is buzzing around. The Most High is putting things in motion. You know, and we have to wait on him till he gets ready to show us and share with us the memo of to execute this thing and to move, put this thing in motion like it's supposed to be. We have to wait. You know? And a lot of you people was with us when we went to Washington, D.C. for the prayer. And I really hope that some of you same people will be able to be there for us when we get ready to do this thing and put this thing together. We really do. This is going to be interesting. Just the organizing of it all. Hold on, area code 717. Your mic is open. You're on the air. If you want to tell us what the lady said on, because we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Yes, I want to say that about the news lady, Channel ABC. I was in a parking lot a couple of days ago, and I saw a news lady. I saw a news truck, so I went over to it, and I don't know where this boldness came from. I went over there to ask her a question. I said, hey, I have a question. Can I ask you a question? She said, yes. I said, have you heard of the second Exodus? She said, yes, I've heard of that. I said, oh, you have? She said, yes. I said, are you coming with us? She said, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to film it live. So she's going to be filming the Exodus of African Americans. I told her African Americans are leaving America. She said she knows that.
Wow.
And then she's going to be the one recording it. She's going to be recording it. And this is from ABC News. I was surprised that she even spoke to me because, you know, they just weren't talking about it. All praises
to the
Most
High. That's true. I'm from Israel. That is so very true. I've heard that ABC News. She asked her, have you heard about the second Exodus, African-American people leaving America? She said, yes, I've heard of that. And she said, are you guys coming with us? She said, I'm going to be there to film it. So they know. The information is out there. They know. They know exactly what it's supposed to be and when it's supposed to be. Hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You are on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say that when the lady had heard about it, she's like, I am so happy for you guys. She's like, I'm so happy. Like, I love your energy. She said, keep up with it. Keep up with the faith. She's like, not a lot of people have faith like you guys do. And she's like, so keep up with it. You guys have such good energy. She's like, I can't wait, like, for you guys to go leave. Like, you guys seem so happy about it, and I'm happy for you guys. And, yeah, she said she was going to be the one to film it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know what? The spirit is, it's a lot going on. I mean, it is a lot going on. You know, it's a lot going on. I mean, that's just exciting all by itself, you know, on the top of everything else that's happening in the world, on the top of, you know, not so much the bad stuff, but the changes that's happening in the leadership of the world. This thing is changing around. I mean, countries are coming together that haven't been together in thousands of years. They are making up and coming back together. It's just incredible. It's like the puzzle pieces, the multi, oh, my goodness gracious. He is allowing us to witness the restructure of the world that he created, the restructure of the nations that are in the Bible, the restructure of the things that we read about that are becoming prevalently apparent that he is in control of this thing. He's letting us see this with our natural eyes. It is really something to see. You know, and they've been fighting against each other for years and years. They have embassies in each other's lands, and they do all the things that they do. But this is something else. This is different. It's almost like they're all going back to the original structure that they were before all of this happened. It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. And then you have Israel sitting, waiting on their Elohim. In spite of what people say, in spite of what people believe, we believe the Bible for what it says, and we know that our Elohim's word is not going to come back. And that is all that he has ever wanted us to do in the first place. That's all he's ever wanted us to do, was to come together and proclaim his name in the earth and let the world know that the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is our God. And he chose us to be his people, and we're ready to go back home to the land of Canaan where we came from. Incredible stuff. This is the kind of stuff movies is made out of. I mean, seriously. You know, and it's given our nation hope. Our children have hope. Our old people have hope. The prisoners that's in the prison system, they have hope. People have hope today that there's an alternative to this. That there's an alternative to the way we have lived in this country right here. Samaria is amazing. And no matter what happens, they have to let us go. They have to let us go. If he said it, you could take it to the bank. I'm telling you. If the Most High said this thing, you could take this thing to the bank. This is not no joke. This is some serious business right here. Ooh, bless his holy name. You know, and I'm not telling nobody pack up your stuff and get ready. And you know what? And the Most High told me to do something a long, long time ago. He told me to contact somebody a long time ago, and I didn't do it. I'm getting ready to do that thing this week. I'm going to do that thing this week because you know what? We're going to have people strategically placed all over the country to be able to gather our people together, so it's time. Ain't nobody trying to start no wars, and nobody's trying to do anything to this country. Anybody? We are doing what the Most High told us to do, and he told us to gather ourselves. And that's exactly what we're doing. From every walk of life. I mean, from the old person to the young, to the infant, to the children, to the prisoners that are locked up in the penitentiary. We have to get the word out that our Elohim is coming, and we have to be prepared for when the thing is, when it comes to fruition, that it's time for us to go. What a blessing it is. It is just true. I'm telling y'all, look here. I don't even know. You know I'm excited. After Friday, you know I'm charged. I am spiritually, and I'm going to say something to somebody on this line. There's a lady on this line that the Most High told you to do something, and you haven't done it yet. You have to go, but be about doing it and do it quickly. It's something you were supposed to do, and you didn't do. And you're going to need to be about doing it real quick. I mean, seriously. So I just want to make sure that I put that out there. The Most High showed you something you were supposed to do, and you for the nation of Yehuda, and you didn't do it. You need to be about doing it. Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, I know you're going to have to step out on faith on this one. It's going to take some faith. But do what he said do, and do it in a hurry, because if you do, he's going to bless you tenfold. You got to do it. You know, everybody, like I said, we all going to be pushed to the limit. Our faith is getting ready to be tested. But I promise, if you trust him, if you hold on to his word, you're going to come out of it like pure gold. I promise you, you will. I promise you, you will. Because there's a reason why we've been faithful here. It's a reason why. I've been saying it for the longest, and I'm going to keep saying it until I drill it home. It's time for us to start moving out to the next level. The door is getting ready to be pushed open. Just like the 400 years, it's going to be pushed open, and the excitement is going to start, and we got to get ready for this. We really do. We really have to get ready for this. We have to be ready to be able to go back to the land that he promised us. He promised that the land of Canaan belongs to the Israelites. The land of Canaan belongs to the African-American people who profess to be Israelites. Now, all of them are not us, but the ones that belong to Yah, that's our land. That's the land he gave to Abraham. That's the land he told Abraham that your seed will inherit this land. And he promised not only to Abraham, but to Isaac, and turned around and promised it to Jacob. He allotted that land to us, and that's our land. Now, it spans several different countries. I don't know where he's going to put us. I'm not trying to figure all that out, but I'm telling you, we're on our way home. I can definitely tell you that much. and all that goes along with it, and what a blessing it is. It's like a new day. It's a new day dawning. Ooh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We're going to get there. We are definitely going to. We about to get there, y'all. You better get ready. I mean, I've been saying it. Like last Sunday. A lot of y'all didn't want to hear what I had to say last Sunday, but I had a couple ladies contacted me telling me I needed that. You don't realize what I was going through. You don't realize the situation I have put myself in, and I needed that. That's something that I needed. It's work that needs to be done. It is work that needs to be done. Let's do the work. That's the only way it's going to happen. Let's do the work. The world is waiting on us. Let's do the work. Our family members that are in other countries that were scattered through the transatlantic slave trade, they waiting on us. Let's do the work. You know, let's get it done. You know, all praises be to the Most High. Yeah, let's do the work. It's time to do the work. We got to put the work in because the people are out there. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. The labors are few. And I know everybody work, and I know everybody has schedules, and everybody is busy. But take the time. I do. I take the time. I take the time. I'm committed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday of every week. You got to make the time and take the time, you know, and just do the work. Put some, even nothing but an hour. Put an hour into something for the Most High. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to make some flyers. I'm going to pass out some cards. I'm gonna make some flyers that's talking about the second Exodus, and I'm going to pass it out and hand it off to the people asking, do you know this is about to happen? Do something. It's time to do the work. You know, because they know they are listening to us. I know they are listening. Woo! You got weak. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. They listening. Everybody is working, y'all. They listening. We just got to do the work. You got to roll up your sleeve in love and do the work, you know, and go at it from a professional standpoint. Don't hate nobody, no nation, you know, because everybody was doing what they was called to do. You know, we are a people that, and I keep telling everybody, we put ourselves in this situation. Nobody did this. He warned us over and over again, and we continue to do what we were supposed to do. And we put ourselves in this situation. And to the sister that's a financial person, we're going to need you in a minute because we're going to need your help with some things. And he put you in my spirit too. We're going to need your help with some things. And we need you to, you know, we might need you to put, you know, to put your expertise to work because we're going to need your help with some things when it pertains to money. We really are. We need to put people in position that have the skills to be able to do the things that need. And he's provided the skills. Everybody has a different skill set. Everybody does. You know, Brother Uriah is a facilitator. He's an administrator. He's a subject matter expert when it comes to administrative skills. You know, Sister Avion has the power to organize and put things. I mean, we just got the people to do the things that needs to be done. And they doing it. These are people already doing it. Don't nobody have to call them and say, hey, I need you too. They call me like, what? This is this, this, that, and that. That's what the Most I need. This is what I need. This is what I can do. This is what I can contribute. Let me roll up my sleeves. Other people are donators. I won't say donate. They gift and do things. They do of their substance. Look, I don't have much, but here's this. You can put this toward this, or here's this. You can do whatever it is that you feel like you can. It's time now to start getting ready to polish that stuff up. We got to polish it up. I don't know what half of you guys do on this radio show that's on here, but you come every week. You come every week. You know what I'm saying? And it's just time to go to work. It's time to go to work. Some people working on their health issues. They like, well, I'm almost there. I ain't where I want to be, but I'm almost there. Guess what? Get ready because we're going to have to go out. Eventually, it ain't going to matter where you are because you're going to get there. You're going to get 100% on the way out, but we got to get to work. It's time. When he sent confirmation like he did on Friday, it is time to get to work. Because he letting you know it's something. When he sent somebody to say, and let me tell you something about that, That has not happened to me in the last 8 years. Nobody has walked up to me and said nothing. Nobody has walked up to me and said nothing. So that lady that walked up to me on Friday, that was the first time in 8 years that somebody walked up to me and said, thus and so, and thus and so, and thus and so. And when that happens, the Most High is giving you a pre-warning that this thing is about to blow up. Don't sleep. I'm telling you, this ain't the time to get stagnant. This ain't the time to make excuses. This ain't, do what you can. Everybody is doing what they can. Sister Sanaya, Sister Natanya, they have always been a support system. They do what they can. You know, Sister Malka, everybody does what they can. It's time to start. It's time to roll up the sleeves, y'all, because it's getting ready to blow up, I'm telling you. I don't know who it's going to call. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's time to roll up the sleeves and get ready to go to work. You know, the Most High has seen the faithfulness. He has seen it. He has seen the sacrifice. He has seen it. He has seen it. He knows those that have really put forth a sacrifice. And I know it's been one because I've made some. And it's been hard. Some, you know, sometimes you don't feel like doing it, but everybody says, this is for y'all. I'm going to do this for y'all. I'm going to do this right here for y'all. I'm going to take time out of my schedule and do this for y'all. And for you guys that's new to have come on the scene, and I might not have called your name, it's not a big deal. Roll up the sleeves, whatever it is you can do. Let me know. Send me an email so that when we start to structure this thing and put this thing together, we know exactly who, where to put who, and who's willing to do what. Send me an email. That's how you move out on faith. You don't wait till you get the call. You prepare before the call comes so that everybody's already in place, and this is what you do, and this is what you do, and this is how you do that. That's how you move out by faith. So whoever's on this call that want to contribute to the Nation of Yehuda, to the building and the second Exodus, preparing, organizing, and getting the people ready, because they already know, like the lady said, the ABC news lady told her, oh, yeah, we know about that. We've heard about that. And we're very enthusiastic about the energy that you all have about your God. And we're excited to feel that energy because you guys have faith. Most people don't have that kind of faith in their God. And they watching. The world is watching. And it's time. And all it took was for some of us to just get a glimpse. Because we was go-getters anyway. When he woke us up, he knew. The Most High knew when to wake us up. He did. He knew. I'm going to wake them up around this time because I know this group over here, they going at it with both feet. They getting ready to run, and then my soldiers. I got to make sure I keep them I got to keep them calm and keep them down. Because if once I open the door, they ain't taking no prisoners. They like, let me out. Where you want me to stand, y'all? What you want me to do? Where you want me to be? That's the kind of people he waiting to. He ready for the soldiers to hit the floor, to hit the ground running. No questions asked. If you got a drag, well, you know, I don't know. It's all right. You may not be at the point where you ready to do that tonight. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We'll be the intercessor, you know, and we'll let you pray when you can. You know how that go. But the ones that know, I'm talking about the ones that know. Let me roll up my sleeve. What you need me to do? Where you want me, y'all? What I need to do? Because I can do that. Where you need me to be? That's the kind of people we ready for to do. And guess what? Some of the older people can't go and do like they used to. Guess what? Y'all going to be out. You going to be at the location that's secure, making sure that's running properly. All of y'all are organizers. You have the ability to do this. I know you do. You know, it's time to get it together. I was talking to a lady the other day, you know, and she has a certain skill set. I said, we need that skill set. Bring it on. We need that. Because we can represent. We need that skill set. And the things are happening as when he send you word, when he say, don't go by what you see and don't go by what you feel, but stand on my word, that means get ready. For real. That means get ready. Because I'm coming. I'm getting ready to put you to work. You know, that's what it means. That's what that means. You know, all praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. This thing is getting ready to hit the fan. Ooh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Help us, help us, help us to see what we see when he said a word. Because like I said, I don't know. Ain't nobody never walked up to me. And it was so smooth the way she did it because I keep thinking back on it. Ain't nobody's walked up to me in 8 years and said nothing like that. All praises to his high and holy one, the Holy One of Israel. And you guys may not think it's a lot. You may not think what you're doing is much. But it is much appreciated over here. I appreciate what everybody has done. And Sister Lavia and Brother Yerushalayim and his wife and his family. You know, when we went to Washington, D.C., we was in a situation. And they pulled out their credit card. You don't know how much that meant to me. You know, you don't know what that meant because we was in a real serious situation. And they stepped up to, didn't know me from Adam. Didn't even know me, for real. And stepped up to the, I don't think I forgot that kind. That's the kind of stuff I forgot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that has, Sister LaVia and them flew back and forth, back across from Texas to Cincinnati. So, y'all don't think it wasn't appreciated because it was. You know, you guys have gone the mat. I really do. I praise y'all for you all the time. Brother Uriah, Sister Yasantia, all of the people that came to Washington, D.C., you took time to go to fly to Washington, D.C. from where you live to come and bow down on your knees in front of what? Man, y'all don't even know. In front of everybody. We know the FBI was there. We know that the police, undercover police was there. We know everybody. But one thing we know for sure, we know y'all was there. We know he was there. We know he was. And we know he was protected. But we flew to Washington, D.C. to make sure that the world knew that we was the Israelites and that we had completed that 400 years. And that we praised y'all and asked him for deliverance. To deliver us from this place and forgive us for the sins that we committed in our forefathers. That took a lot. A lot of people wish they had a came. They was like, man, I got scared at the last minute and did come. And all we had to tell them was, you missed something. You missed it. That's all we can say is you missed it. You shouldn't have missed out on that one. What a blessing it was. But it was a true honor and a blessing to meet everybody. Everybody was there that was supposed to be there, and we did it. Brother Jeremiah was there, and everybody was there. I mean, it was just a blessing to be there. And the fellowship was like family. People was like, man, I feel like I have known y'all my whole life. We was like, you have. You just didn't know you had family. You know, it's like a family reunion that we had a few years ago. And we just decided to do it at the spur of the moment. And one of the young men in our family showed up. And when he looked around and saw all the cousins that we had that was his own age, he said, where are y'all been all this time? They was like right here in this city. Where you been? That's exactly how we felt. It is exactly how we felt. You know, and we tell those that are not quite woke and those that are in Christianity, you know, we do this in love. We don't tear nobody down. You know, we understand that you guys don't know yet because your eyes have not been open. But we promise you, and we can stand on y'all's word, that we are the children of Israel. We are the ancient Israelites, and we're on our way home. We can give you that promise. We're on our way home because his word says so. Somebody said, books say so. The books say so. Yes, it do. It say we on our way home, and we getting ready to go home to all of the holiness pastors and the Church of God in Christ and the Baptist pastors and the non-denominationals and the deacons and the bishops and the all of the auxiliary officers and stuff. We are getting ready to go back to the land of Canaan. We are on our way home for those that belong to Yah. I can't tell you enough. I can't stress it enough. I can't. It's going to be something to see. It's going to be something to see. I can't imagine what it's like to see all of them people lined up and getting on them ships. I can't imagine. It's going to truly be something to see. I'm telling y'all. Bless his holy name. He's going to stand by his word no matter what happened. He's going to make sure that that word don't come back void. He will. He said that. He just told me the other day, stand on my word. Believe what I say. And if you can believe it, I can show you. He said, even if you don't believe it, I'm going to show you. Because that's going to come to pass whether you believe it or not. You're going to look up one day and it's going to be all over the news, just like that other stuff was all over the news. I've been trying to find the CD and the video of the people that were at the 2019 end of the very day that the curse ended. And you should have heard the people. It sounded like a sea of people. All they kept saying was, hallelujah. I got to find that CD because, you know, oh, my goodness. It would send goose pimples up your back. It was so many people. It was like they were echoing it, like, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It just went on and on and on. It made people was crying and all kind of stuff just to know that there's a reason why we have gone through the things that we have gone through. There's a reason why we have been hated like we have. There's a reason why we have felt like somebody's foot has always been on our neck, because the Most High sent us in here as a punishment because we disobeyed him. And it's almost over. Woo, bless his holy name. It's almost over. Yeah, it's almost over. I can't say it enough. It's almost over. All you got to do is just hold on. All you got to do is hold on to him and trust him. Just hold on and watch what he do. He going to do what he say he going to do. And ain't nobody going to stop it. Can't nobody stop it. They can't interfere with it. And he's repositioning the players and the leaders so that when it happens, it's just going to go so smooth. It's going to be so smooth. And you're going to be like, wow, I thought this would be harder than this. It's going to be so smooth. They already apologizing. Most of the nations have apologized for slavery. They already have apologized. He already started it years ago. They apologized. We sorry. Ghana done apologized. We so sorry. They offered us stuff. We shouldn't have did what we did to y'all. We are so, everybody's been apologizing. We are so sorry. We did not mean. It went the way it went. And it wasn't anything nobody could do about it. It went the way it went. And all praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. You know, but we're going to keep on moving, and we're going to keep on, like I said, Messianic and non-Messianic alike. It's time to roll up your sleeves. It's time to put all them isms and schisms to the corner. Because we all came together, and we're going to leave together. He ain't going to send a separate ship for the non-Messianic and a separate ship for the and he ain't doing all that. And guess what? If you ain't going to have an option to be at, well, I don't want to sit by her. We family. This is blood. This is the bloodline. And this is what it is. When we the ones he chose to be his people. So, and it's a whole lot deeper than that with what we said on yesterday. You ain't no choice all that. So you might well get over all that foolishness. Because we're going to all leave together. And you know what? Like I said, he letting the prophets know. The prophets of the churches know. I saw this for myself. I seen the ships. They was lined up and people was lined up. And all they could take on there was a bag, and everybody was getting on the boats and saying, this stuff that you guys is holding true to the heart, and they look, I'm going to say this again, it's nothing wrong with heaven. Keep it in perspective, because you're going to leave it anyway. You're going to leave it anyway. You know, y'all people, y'all is killing over cars and stuff. You ain't going to be able to take none of this stuff with you when you leave. You're going to leave it anyway. You know, you're going to leave all that stuff, all them Gucci purses and Louis Vuittons and all this stuff you spend all that money for. You ain't going to be able to bring none of that stuff with you. You're going to bring a bag. A bag. You know, it just ain't going to be nothing. It ain't going to be all that no more. It's just not. You know, all them fingernails and stuff, you might well start taking that off and grooming your own nails, because ain't going to be no Chinese stores to go get your nails did no more. Ain't going to be no more of that. Ain't going to be no wig stores for no weave and stuff. Ain't going to be none of that. It ain't. It's got we all that's going to be left here. It's over. It ain't gonna be none of that. It ain't gonna be no more of that. It ain't. All this plastic surgery and stuff done, you might as well go get it out, because it's gonna be an uncomfortable thing to be where you are with that stuff in there. Might as well go take it out, because it ain't gonna be no more of that. It really ain't. It's gonna be a whole different life. It's gonna be the lifestyle that you should have lived in the first place. You're going to understand the importance of raw beauty. You're going to understand the importance of your Elohim. You're going to understand the importance of family. You're going to understand the importance of what it means to be His, and that how He protects you. All that, your mind's going to be refurbished. All that's going to be, ain't going to be no more Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye West, all the rappers, and I ain't going to be no more of that. It ain't going to be no more of that. It just really ain't. This is something phenomenal that's getting ready to happen. It ain't gonna be all that. Ain't gonna be none of that. Ain't gonna be you. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't even know if we can have cell phones. I don't even know. And if they do, I don't know how they gonna work. I don't know how he gonna do that. I really don't. I really don't. But we a nation that's been in exile for a long time, and we're a nation of people that have been in exile away from our land for a long time. We've been away from our land, our culture, our language, and our Elohim. We have been away from it. And they have served us different cultures and foods and languages and all kind of stuff. And the Most High said, it's time. I want my people back. I want my people back. It's time for me to go get them. I've seen the affliction that they have had. I've heard the cries. I want my people back. And he put that in motion. He making it work. Because it ain't going to be no more of that, y'all. It just ain't going to be no more of that. You know, and we done bought these houses, and ain't nothing wrong with that, because you got to have somewhere to live, you got to have clothes on your back, and you got to have something to drive if that's what you choose to do, or however your means of transportation is. But I'm telling you something, when we get ready to walk away from all this stuff, it's not going to be no separate ships for stuff. It's just not. It's not going to be no second ship for clothes and all that, and furniture and all that stuff like the military do. It'll ship your stuff all over the country wherever you ain't going to be none of that. You know, some of our brothers is doing life. He said none would be left. He said none would be left. And when he say none, he mean none. There ain't going to be none. All this is, man, this is a lot. He said none. None would be left. None. You know? You know, and this don't have nothing to do with the other nations. It don't have nothing to do with what they feel or how they respond or what they say. It has nothing to do with that. This is what Yah said in his word, and we believe his word. We believe that word to be true. And just like we believed it then, and we watched it manifest itself, we get ready to watch the same thing manifest itself. So, you know, we waiting on the call. Like I said, to those powers that be, we ready. And when he drop our name down into the recesses of your mind and we become a thought, we ready, just call us. Because we are really getting ready to get ready now. You know, we are, like I said, if you want to be a part of this thing and you have a special skill set, email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. The, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. Project, project at gmail.com. Email us. But we're going to need some folks that's ready to roll up their sleeves, you know, and know what we're doing and who we're meeting. Won't be publicized. And we won't be doing anything over the radio show and none of that kind. We are getting ready to get this thing strategically planned, however y'all want to use us in whatever capacity that he want to use us in. This is getting ready to be serious, you know, because you know once it starts, the only thing that's left is the execution of it. You know, once we get through the planning stages and we sit down with the powers that be and do however it's supposed to be done and make it do whatever he wants it to do, only thing next is for the ships to show up. That's it. And then the reality going to really kick in for some folk. You know, but he said, I heard some of the little guys on them little radio show on them YouTube channel. I don't want to leave. I don't know. No, I ain't trying to go. You, if you belong to him, you leaving. It ain't nothing you go. He said none would be left in those lands. None would be left anymore in those lands. I think that's Ezekiel 39. None. When he said none, he mean none. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. And everybody been just acting like they, you know, this is a new thing now. Everybody kind of, they kind of understand it. They kind of excited about it. But they're afraid at the same time because their normal has been something that they have adjusted to. And you can ready to have a whole new normal. It's getting ready to be a new normal. It's getting ready to be some power set up. This is going to be some powerful stuff. Woo! My, my, my. I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. I am getting excited. I'm ready for the Most High to do what he said he's going to. We're going to finish this thing out, y'all. We started it. We're going to have to finish it. It's just simple. It's that. He said, just trust me. I'm going to make sure you have the resources that you need, and I'm going to make sure that, the things that go on or whatever you need to do, you're going to be able to do it. When he tells you to keep doing what you're doing, that means that you got the okay approval. When he tells you to keep doing what you're doing, listen here. You had an okay approval, like, okay, keep it going. Don't stop. Don't pay no attention to what you see or what you feel. Keep it moving. Do what I told you to do. You know, I'm telling you, I'm still excited. I'm excited. I'm telling you. It's a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing to be a part of this movement right here. You know, it's a powerful thing to be a part of this movement right here. I don't even think we realize how many people this is going to be. I don't think we realize how many people listen to us. Dignitaries and important people, you know, important people listening to us. You know, powerful. It's all we ready. I think we ready to do this. We ready. You know, we ready. We, you know, we go, and certain people are getting skilled in computers. And I know some of you all have computer skills. Some of you all are engineers. Some of you all are data analysts and stuff. We need all that. Some people can set up algorithms and stuff. We need all that. You know, and like I said, it won't be publicized, you know, so it's going to be done, you know, from a privacy situation, but we're going to do whatever he called us to do. And when the time comes for him to let everybody know, he'll do that. And just like we didn't know they were signing that bill into law. We didn't know nothing about that until it was time for us to know. But once we did, we ran with it. It's like, oh, look at that. Everybody started running with it. Like, oh, I think we're in motion. Everybody that was with us was excited. Oh, let's go to Washington, D.C. People donated money. You know, people gave thousands of dollars to make sure. I mean, it just was a beautiful execution of what we needed to do. I don't know what's coming next, but I was already told years ago that the whole world was going to be watching. He said, I don't know what you're about to do, but whatever it is, the whole world is going to be watching. I said, the world? He said, the whole world is getting ready to be watching. Now we kind of got an idea of what it is. You know, because this is a big thing right here, y'all. This is something huge. This is history-making stuff. Woo! He said, the whole world is going to be watching. I said, the world? He said, the whole world is getting ready to be watching. I know it's a lot, and some of y'all are really getting kind of nervous, but it's okay. It's all right to be nervous, you know, but be nervous and move out, because we ain't scared. I mean, it's like, well, you know, we ain't scared. Let's go. If he said go, let's go. Yeah, I'm like Joshua now. If he said we can do it, let's do it. If you scared, stay home. We not scared. We got to do what we got. It's time for us to go. And they know. They know, y'all. They know. What did one of the senators say? He said, we know what y'all want. We know you want to leave. They know. Woo! All praises to the Most High and Holy One of Israel, to the Elohim of Israel, to Israel himself, we say thank you. We praise your holy name, and we thank you for all that you have done thus far, because we know. And the genie ain't going back in the bottle. We can't go back to being African Americans from Africa that came over here. No. We are the ancient Israelites. You know, that stone that they used, that King Charles set on yesterday, then when he was crowned king, that's supposed to be the stone that Jacob laid on when he laid his head down and had the vision of the angels ascending and descending. They know. They know. They like, who is these people? Where they come from? What they doing? We just want to go home. That's all. We ready to go home. We want to go home, and we want to go back to the land of Canaan that was given to us by our Elohim, and we want to be free to worship our Elohim without any isms and schisms. We don't want no denominations, no churches, no Christianity, no nothing. We want to be able to worship our Elohim in spirit and in truth, and that's that we have a right, a God-given right to be able to do that because he gave us the land. He gave us the land in the book. The same book that King Charles put his hand on and swore oath is the book that's in there that he gave us the land and chose us as a people. So you can't keep using the book and then pretend like we don't exist. No, we want to go home. We want to go home, and it's time for us to go. And he's letting us know, I got you. It ain't going to be long now. I got you. We're going to make this thing happen. All praises to the Most High Yah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. That same book, I watched the whole thing. I watched him. I watched him put his hand on the book, and I watched him pledge an oath to the God of the book. I watched the scriptures, and I listened very carefully to the scriptures that was used and how they quoted the scriptures. And I'm like, look at Yah's word going through the earth. Look at his word. Even though they may not want to admit who the God is, that is, we know who he is. We know. And we also know that the royal house of King David is in America. We know that. We know that. I know that for a fact. I know because it's in my blood. But I know that the royal house of King David is in America. And we have to raise the tents of Judah first. We have to go first. That's why we had to do the 400 years. We know. They know. Judah, he said, send Judah first. We just take the J off. We call it Yehuda. Send Yehuda first. Send them first. We have to go. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, the raptures and all that stuff is that stuff. And we're not taking nothing away from the word. But that's not now. That's not the time now. Right now, everybody has to be put back into their prospective land. He is repositioning the players. It has to be done. We don't interfere with any other governments. We're not trying to tear down no other governments. We're not trying to hate no other people. We're not trying to be interfering in any other nations. But we got to go back to the land that he gave us, that he promised us. We got to go. That's just a word. That's what he said. He done made so many, I promise I'm coming to get you. I promise you I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to restore what the canker worm stole. I'm going to make sure that you get the riches of the other nations, what they took from you. You're not going to leave here empty-handed. I know you're supposed to be rich. I understand the poverty that you've gone through. But I'm the one that put you in the punishment, and I'm going to be the one to bless you when it's over. I'm going to be the one. Ooh, praise his holy, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. He said, I'm the one that's going to bless you. I rule in the kingdom of men. He said, I put up kings and I tear down kings. I, the Most High, do all these things. He said, I do it all. All of it is mine. I created the earth. I'm the one that put this stuff in. I wrote the story. It's my will that's being done. I'm the commander-in-chief. Yes, I do allow and I permit all the other nations to be. And yes, they have power, the power that I have given them. And yes, they are allowed to rule the nations of their people. He said, but I'm the Elohim of the whole universe. I'm the one. That's our God. Oh, blessings. Y'all don't know that. That's some big boy stuff. Woo, that is some big boy stuff right there. That is some big, he's our God. I'm the one that makes it happen. If I say it's so, it's so. If I determine it to be, it is. And ain't nobody going to stop it. If I got to step down in your thoughts and make you think the way I want you to think, just so my word don't come back void, I will do that. Your will be free as long as you do what I tell you to do. That's what it is. It's a work, and we have to be ready to do the work. We got to be ready to do the work. We got to be ready to do the work. This is some powerful stuff, y'all. We getting ready to move into. I told you the door about to swing open. The contacts have been made. The people have heard. They know what's going on. They're just ready to execute when the time comes. And they're going to have to use the royal house of King David to do it. You can't go get the generals and the peons. You can't go get them. You got to come to where you got royalty, got to deal with royalty. Uh-oh, y'all ain't ready for that one. I'm letting you know. Royalty has to deal with royalty. He said, well, I'm going to have to let the kingship go first. Because the kingship is the one that's going to establish everything. Royalty has to deal with royalty. You know, ain't nothing wrong. We got armies. We got men that are professing to be the armies of Yah. We do. We have all that stuff. But when it comes to the diplomatic stuff, you just can't step in them shoes. You can't do it. It requires someone. It requires people to have that royal authority to be able to do that. You can't do it. Ain't going to be able to do that one. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you really ain't going to be able to do that one. You ain't going to be able to do it. You can't do it that way. You got to set up. It's a protocol in place. Yes, it is. It's a protocol in place, and you got to follow the protocol just the way it is. It is the way it is. You know, and we got a few family members that's on the earth that's ready to roll up their sleeves. You know, I could call some names, some of the brothers that I know that's a part of the royal house of King David. I can call their name. I ain't going to do that because, you know, I don't want to put nobody on the spot. But they know who they are. We've already had the conversations. Conversations have already been had. They strategically placed all over the world. And belong to America. And to be ready to come home when the time comes. What we need to do. Where we at? What do you say? Let's do it. No nonsense. No nonsense soldiers. Like what we supposed, where we need, where we supposed to be at. This is what this is now. You know what I'm saying? In love. Because we got to get it done. It's time to start. It's time to start doing what he say do. Anybody have a comment, question, or concern? Anybody have anything that you want to add to this conversation? Because, I mean, I know I'm excited and I've been talking a lot, but it's time. It's just time. It's time. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for the when it swing open. We running through it. We gonna run through it. Where we at? What are we supposed to do? What we need to do? We need a building. We need to buy a building. Let's set up a building and get computers in here. Let's get this stuff. Let's get a database going. And let's do whatever we need to do. We ready to do it. We got educated people here that are educated to do certain things. We just got what we need. You know, we don't have a whole bunch of people following behind us, and that was purposely done. Now I know why. It was purposely done. Time to move out to the next level. You know, it's time to go. You know, and people that are committed. And there's some people that ain't even came on this call that's listening like, oh, yeah, I'm in. Just said there was a whole lot of people that came with us that wasn't from the nation of Yehuda when we went to Washington, D.C. I'm in. Where we at? Where are we supposed to be at? When we for what, when, and where? Men and women together. They bowed down on their knees together. And that's what we did. For Yah, whatever you need, what Yah, whatever you need. Yisrael, whatever you need. Yahabashah, whatever you need. We whatever it is, just tell us what it is that we need to do. We come in sick. We come in, some people came lame. Some people came sick. Some people came hungry. Some people, they came. Some people came with a little bit of nothing in their pocket. Some people ain't even here today that came for that. I'm coming. That one lady said, my mama said she had to come. I had to drive her to this. So this is going to be something serious. You think the 400-year prayer was something, you wait till this happens. It's going to be powerful. And guess what? We're not arguing with no groups. We're not getting ready to compete with nobody. We're not doing none of that. We're not doing none of it. None of it. We're going to do what he tells us to do. We're going to send out the invitation when the time comes. If you don't answer it, you don't come. It's just simple as that. We're not pushing. We ain't begging nobody. So guess what? If you are Hebrew Israelite group and you want to be a part of this movement, make sure all your contact information is correct. And make sure that you have a contact person that's associated with your contact information. And we're not just sending stuff in the fly to whomever or however. Because you're going to miss out if you don't. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to miss out if you don't. We ain't dragging nobody. We ain't calling nobody. We're going to send an invitation and that's going to be it. That's it. That's all we're going to do. You know, because some of y'all groups is big. And people have sent emails and stuff with no answer. They don't return emails. There's no contact phone number. There's no nothing. If you're going to be a part of this, you're going to have to change all that around. Got to change it around. Because Yah is doing something. He is doing, and like I said, it will not be publicized. All we're going to say is we're getting prepared. The necessary things have been done. The contact has been made and we're getting prepared. You know, and then the next thing you know, you're going to know it's going to be get out in bits and spurts. We're getting prepared. We need everybody to do X, Y, and X, Y. We ain't trying to No, we went through that before. We sent out all kind of stuff. We spent money. We sent invitations. We created stuff for the 400-year prayer. We did all that stuff. We did. It ain't about male, female. It ain't about ego. It's about what we've been called. Either you coming or you're not. It's as simple as that. You know, it didn't matter. We had Masonic and non-Masonic in Washington, D.C. It didn't matter. Everybody was right there together. Because everybody knew what the cost was. Either you coming or you're not. As simple as that. It don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you feel. It don't matter what not. Just stand on this word. That's what he told me on Friday. Stop looking at what you see and don't worry about what you feel. Stand on my word and keep doing what you're doing. That's what I was told. Keep doing what you're doing. Do what I tell you to do and it's going to all work out. It's going to work itself right on now. Keep doing what you're doing. This is all I've been doing is the nation of Yehuda. This is all we've been talking about is the second Exodus. This is all it's been about is this. You know, get ready. Get ready. Like I said, I ain't going to keep making this call out. If you want to come, you want to be a part of it, send an email. TheYehudaProject@gmail.com because we're going to eventually have a meeting and we're going to put some things in place. We definitely will do that. I'm going to try to have this meeting by next Monday. I'm going to give everybody a week by next Monday, not this coming Monday, but next Monday. We're going to have a meeting Monday night. And if we have your phone number and your email address or whatever, we will send you an invitation so that you can come to this meeting and we're going to do some things and get some things in place. Because it's time now. It's time to do it. It is time to do it. Brother Yerushalayim, Brother Uriah, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help. I want to contact you when this thing is over with, because I'm going to need your help with this thing. I'm going to need your help. Sister Afian, I'm going to need your help. I really am going to need your help. I'm going to be calling some folks. We're going to need everybody's help. Sister Lavia and Brother Yerushalayim and all of the people that was with us in Washington, D.C., that we have their contact information, we're going to be contacting you. We're going to need your help because everybody has a different skill set. If you went to us if you were there in Washington, D.C., and we no longer have your email, email us. Email us because I know some of y'all don't want to be left behind. They're like, honey, what are we supposed to do? Where are we supposed to be at? Anything for y'all. What y'all need? Because there's some folks that don't care. They like, look, I ain't got much, but I can donate my time. What do we need to do? We're going to be contacting you. We're going to get you ready. We need people that are experts in finance. We need to be able to do all of these things. It's time now. And matter of fact, brother Uriah, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you after this class is over. I'm going to call you after this is over so we can get some things together and set a time, because I want to do something next Monday evening. I want us to be able to sit down at a certain time and really begin to structure this thing. And really begin to structure this thing. Because this is moving. Ooh, glory, I feel excited. Is it just me? Is anybody else excited? I mean, is it just me? Bless his name. You know, it's time. Some people scared. They're like, oh, shoot, this thing about to go down. It is. Ooh, glory, it is. Hallelujah, it is. It is. It really, really is. One day we're going to look up, we're going to think, remember that time we was on the radio show and we're going to be loading the boat? Remember that time we was on, we got to think of a song we're going to sing as we roll up out of here, honey. Remember the time we was talking about this on the radio and we are on the boat and we're on our way out and we're on our way to the Mediterranean Sea. Man, oh man, oh man. Never to return again. We came by boat. We're going to leave by boat. The children of Israel, when they walked into Egypt, they walked in, and when it was time for them to go, they walked out. The same way you come in is the same way you leave. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I don't know whether it's going to be cruise liners and military ships. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do this. But he know those that are his. And if you belong to him, this is going to be a distant past. This is going to be a distant memory in a few minutes. In just a short time. It ain't going to be long. It really ain't going to be long. You know, and you're going to be saying goodbye to some people, never to see them again. You know, when I was in the military, I was a military wife, and I sometimes sit around and I think about all of the people that I met in the military, all the people when I lived overseas, and I had the opportunity to be in England, and all of the people, the British people that I met. I had a nanny that used to work for me. Her name was Miss Havisham, and she used to babysit my children while I went to work every day. And I thought about her the other day, and I was like, you know what? When I left, I knew I would never see those people again. It was a time and a season in my life where I was able to meet some people and forge relationships. But once that season was over, it was over with, and I never saw those people again. This is exactly what we're getting ready to experience here. Your co-workers, your doctor's offices, your dentist's offices. I mean, it's really going to be something major. It really is really going to be something major. It's unbelievable that this is really happening, because this is ancient stories that we read about in the Bible. It's the ancient stories that we read about in the Bible that's getting ready. This is a 5,000-year-old prophecy. A 5,000-year-old prophecy that's getting ready to complete itself. 5,000 years old. They base all of their, the religions that be and the powers that the religious people that you see on YouTube and all over that is talking about the rapture and that we're in the end of days, they base all of their findings on the fact that they believe that those people that are in the land are the Israelites, and that once they hit that land in 1948, that the clock started. But we know better. Once we go back to the land of Canaan, and when our feet touch Zion, that's when the clock is going to start. And that's when we're going to be, it's going to go at a pace that the Most High wants it to go. But the word is going to complete itself. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter anything. We are going to be the reason the clock starts. Those people will not, they will stay right where they are. The story will continue for them. They will stay where they are. But once our feet touch Zion, that's going to be the game changer. Change the game. They're going to change the game. And all praises be to the Most High. We're going to get there. You know, I just hope that everybody is ready. you know, mentally be ready, physically be ready, and be ready to do what Yah has called you to do. You know, there's no need to panic. Don't go running and selling all your stuff. No, that ain't what we said. Don't try to run and do nothing. Live your life like you normally do. Just be prepared to donate your time, your talent, and your treasure to the Most High so we can get this thing done. You know, some people, you don't know what it is that you do that you might, you know, the person that I was talking to, she is an expert in fashion, you know, and she was like, well, you know, I like that. I know you do. I said, I know you do. And we need that. We need to be able to do that. Those are things that we need because as people start to come in, they're going to want to know, well, what do we wear? Well, what do we do this? Well, what do we eat? Well, how do we keep the Sabbath and the blah, 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 blah. What is this? And what does this mean? And how does this mean? And what does this say? All the stuff is getting ready to come up. It's work. It's going to take work. You know, it's going to take work. And guess what? We came from the church. So we know what it is. I was raised in holiness. I know what they do. I know how they think. I know what they do. I know what their heart, where their heart is. I know. I know the foundation of it. I do. I know it. I was raised in it. I know it. You know, and they're going to need somebody familiar that they know. To say, well, wait a minute, I know her. I've ministered with her. I went to church with her. I know she's prayed for me, or I prayed for her, and I did. I know them. I know Brother Uriah. He's been a part. They gonna need familiar faces that they know, and we're gonna be able to tell them that this is the true and living word of the Elohim of Israel, and he's gonna honor his word no matter what. But we are the foundation and the catalyst for what we need to do next. It's going to take us. It ain't going to be nobody but us. Brother Yerushalayim, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, you just motivated me. I'll tell you that.
Good.
You know, it's just funny that all this stuff comes up. And, you know, I didn't get to tell you that yesterday. I didn't send you a text. But starting tomorrow, I'm back on day shift, so I'll be back in every class like I used to be.
Praise Yah.
And then on top of all of that, and about a month and a half, I'll be effectively out of work for a little while, so I'll be straight there.
All right, praise his name, hallelujah. I mean, this is serious stuff. This is some serious stuff getting ready to go on. I'm telling you, woo! You know, it's some serious stuff getting ready to go on. It is. It just, you know, you just, it's going to be it's a blessing. You know, it is truly a blessing. It is truly a blessing. You know, when he sent word, you know, when he sent a word to tell you, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
That's the green light to me. You know, he know me. I've even took off. I'm one of the ones say, let's roll up. Let's do where you want me to be. What time we need to be there? So I'm going to be there one way or the other. But he said, whoa, slow down. We're going to do this at my pace, not yours. Slow down. But you know, when he sent a word, it means it's time to prepare. It's truly time to prepare. So we're going to say 2 Mondays from now, I'm going to call a meeting with the people that want to be a part of the meeting, and we're going to set up some stuff. And for the people who want to be a part of this thing and you ready to be a part of this, email me at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And Yehuda spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, you know? And we're going to get this thing going like we did with the 400 years. We made it happen, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am. We sure did.
You know? We made that happen. We was there making that happen. And what a blessing it was, I'm telling you. But that's all we need. Brother, do you watch? I'm going to leave you on here for a minute. I got to step away for just a minute. You know, just encourage the people.
Woo. Yes, ma'am. For those that didn't go, it was a beautiful thing to go to the Washington, D.C. for the 400 years. It was really beautiful. Nobody knew anybody. Everybody got there and felt like it was just all family. I know the people that I met, Brother Uriah, Sister Asantia. I still can see y'all faces. I've never seen y'all since. I can still see y'all faces. I can still hear your voices. It was a beautiful thing for everybody that was there. And I just imagine that this one coming up is going to be just as beautiful.
Yes. Can you imagine all what? Can you imagine the people now? Because this thing done went viral. If the news lady know about it, everybody know about it.
Now you were saying that, and I had just clicked into the call. You were saying that. What's on with the news lady?
Area code 717. Tell him one more time. What happened?
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
Sorry about that, but so me and my mom had went out to eat, and right in front of the store there was a news lady. She was like, "You think that they know about the exes?" I was like, "I don't know." I was like, "You could go ahead and ask them." So she was like, "Okay." So she parked right next to them, and she was like, "Yeah, you were like, I have a question for you." And she's like, oh, she's like, the girl looked at her. She was so kind and smiley and giggly. She's like, yeah. She's like, spill the tea, sis. And then my mom is like, have you heard about the exes? And, yeah, it was a lady that, huh? Yeah, it was a Caucasian lady. And she was like, the what? She was like, my mom said the exes, the black people are going to be leaving out of America. She's like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. And she was like, She's like, I'm going to be the one to record it. And my mom was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, come with us so that you can join us for when we leave. And we were telling her about it. She's like, wow. She's like, I love your guys' energy and your passion for this. She's like, yeah. She's like, keep it up. She's like, I'm going to be right there to record it. I'm so happy for you guys that, you know, you guys have this passion. And she was like, really happy for us. Yeah, she's like, I'm so happy for you guys. Yeah, that you guys are leaving. Yeah, she knew. But she was kind. Like, she wasn't. Yeah, my mom's driving right now, but she was very kind. She wasn't against us. Yeah, she was so happy for us. She's like, yeah, keep it up. She's like, I love your faith. She's like, no, people don't have that type of faith. She said, don't change.
Wow.
ABC News.
Wow. So it must going to be soon because of all this popping off now.
Right. ABC News, NBC News, CNN, Fox News. That's the best solution they can come up with to get rid of us. Is they want to leave? Oh, they leaving? Oh, when they leaving? As soon as possible. As soon as y'all say so, we out.
Then they'll be begging for us to come back. Please come back.
Never to return again. We'll never be back here again. And guess what? All these other Israelites are talking about Jerusalem is in America and America's the land we supposed to have. We're going to see if they're going to stay here or they're going to get on the boat. We'll see. I'd be ready to bet donuts to dollars. all y'all that's following behind them, you better make your call and election sure. But the Most High said ain't none going to be left, so it really don't matter at the end of the day. It really don't. Because his word ain't going to come back void. It's not. And they're ready for us to go. Guess what? And we're ready to go. There's nothing else we can do here. We've done all of it. There's no other promises that can be made. We've heard all of them. It's time for us to make moves and go home. Go back to the land he promised us.
Yep.
You know? So that's what she's talking about. You know, all praises to the Most High. Yeah. Woo, that's his name. So, guess what? I am not going to hold a call anymore because I have had a full weekend. Brother Yerushalayim, if you don't mind, if nobody else is going to push one and nobody else has anything to say, if you don't mind, would you please lead us off in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Give everybody just a second. Turn to the east and for the sisters to cover your heads. All right, we're going to go ahead and start the prayer now. We start all things by saying we pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ and pray that this prayer is acceptable. Blessed be you, O Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. May you and your name endure forever and for always. May all power, praise, honor, glory, and gratitude go to you. Blessed be you, O Elohim, Hashem, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessed be Yeshua, the Son of Yah, whose life was sacrificed to redeem the third, who will be the King in the millennium and through whom all prayers go. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the sustenance you provide us this day. Our life, our health, strength, our minds, our hearts, our homes, our jobs, everything, the food, the water, the air. We thank you for all things and everything for us. We also come to you today and say, please continue to guide us and grow our faith in you. We pray that you also touch our hearts and touch the hearts of our family members. Guide us. Keep us safe. We thank that we pray that you be with us during this day and time and protect us from all this evil that is coming upon this earth. We ask that you continue to grow our trust and our faith. We ask you for deliverance of us, our families, and our people out of these lands where you scattered us for a reproach to a place where we can serve you and you alone. We thank you again for everything and all things and say blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you so much for that prayer. I do appreciate that. And I want you guys to take to heart what we said today. I'm going to get off just a few minutes early because I'm kind of tired. I've had a good weekend. It's been a good weekend. I have no complaints at all whatsoever. And like I said, again, I appreciate everybody's hard work, their diligence, their sacrifice, you know, to the British people over in England that did the thing yesterday. That was excellently done. King Charles, you did it. It was an excellent service. Everything was just excellent, and it was good to see a king installed because that's something we don't get to see. And it made me wonder what King David's coronation was like or what King Solomon's coronation was like. And we didn't get to see that because we weren't around at that time. But we got to see this, and I can't wait till we get home so that we can establish and set up and do whatever he tells us to do so we can be around our Elohim. And on that note, we say to everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. We're going to be here for the regularly scheduled programs all week. And if you have any questions at all about anything, just email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.